this famous parable from Luke, and it's only in Luke's gospel has been a source of inspiration for all kinds of people. Debussy wrote a little cantata about this. Prokofiev wrote a ballet. Rembrandt painted this. It's very striking. So what I'm going to try to do today is to find out from a specifically Christian point of view why it is striking. It's striking on a number of levels and a number of accounts. First of all, it argues to Jesus' radical openness to everybody. His willingness to transgress all the social and religious boundaries that we set up, often enough just to ensure our own goodness, or to assure ourselves that we're okay. Not Jesus. He just looked out and saw people without this self-regard that we use to protect ourselves. And then, of course, there's the astonishing fact of forgiveness. Forgiveness makes absolutely no sense at all. We live in a world of cause and effect, and so you place this cause, well, this effect is bound to happen. And the act of forgiveness, which is saying that your past is not going to be determinative for your future with me, doesn't make any sense. It's an absolute rupture of the order of the universe, if you will. And yet that's at the heart of the story. And then, of course, it gets deeper and deeper religiously. I mean, we see that the heart of this story, in a certain sense, to be contained in the son's gratitude. I mean, we have him sitting with the pig, calculating, well, I'll tell my dad this, and then he sees his dad, and he's aware of his father's love, his pursuit of him, even. And all the nice, neat calculus disappears, vanishes, is dissolved. And gratitude replaces it. But of course, the pivotal picture here is that of the eldest son. I mean, this was the trigger, as Luke sets it up, for the whole story in the first place. What was wrong with the older son? He was good. He did obey. But then we have the question, why? What was the circumference of his obedience? It was his own self-regard. I want to be a decent son. No decent son would behave like this guy did, this kid. I am a good son. I am a good son. I do what's right. Of course, that's precisely the problem. His goodness is simply an expression of his self-regard. What's missing is what is at the heart of any goodness, namely connectedness, relationship. Goodness always exists between people. Otherwise, it is simply another form of self-righteousness. To be good is to be responsive to somebody, not just to check out my own virtue. And this is what religion is supposed to be all about, you know? This pattern. Not of being law-abiding, but simply being open to the deepest realities in the world. The generosity of God, the awareness that we're supposed to be struggling to all of our lives, but especially during Lent, of this God who is simply non-stop generosity. So that becomes the trigger for all our responses to the world and to each other. And that doesn't work out very well, of course. Jesus got killed for precisely operating in that fashion. It is counterintuitive, it is countercultural, it is counter everything. But it is not counter God. And finally, the thing that this wonderful story reveals most of all, God doesn't punish. God doesn't reward. I mean, so much of our religiosity is postulated on the belief that God's going to get me if I don't behave myself, or God's going to give me goodies if I do behave myself. That's infantile. No, God just loves. God just loves. Full stop. It's up to us to seek that God and to respond to that God, that non-stop loving God.